The Johannesburg Summit was the second of its kind under the 15-year-old framework of FOCAC, which groups China, 50 African countries that have established diplomatic ties with China, and the Commission of the African Union, attended by the Chinese President Xi Jinping and the leaders of the representatives of about 50 African countries. It ended with the approval of the Johannesburg Declaration of FOCAC and the FOCAC Johannesburg Action Plans 2016 to 2018. Addressing the meeting, the Chinese president said the two documents, representing all-round planning for the future development of China-Africa relations, would also provide a strong spiritual guide and a political guarantee for the two sides to conduct mutually beneficial cooperation on a higher level across more areas. In his closing speech, President Xi also noted the remarkable achievement FOCAC has reached in the past 15 years and considered the prospect for further China-Africa cooperation in the future.
We have exchanged opinions on global and regional issues and decided to strengthen cooperation and coordination to maintain our mutual interests of China and Africa and the overall interests of developing countries.
From the African side, the President of the Republic of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, described the summit as a groundbreaking and momentous occasion. He said that the relationship between Africa and China was not new but a long-standing historic relationship, and that China has given great support to Africa in its process of fighting colonialism and imperialism in the African continent. In addition, Zuma also expressed his appreciation of President Xi's earlier announcement to provide financial support for Africa.
A package of capital assistance to support the 10 areas to the tune of $60 billion was announced. This includes grants, preferential and concessional loans, a China-Africa Industrial Cooperation Fund, and debt relief.
The African leaders expressed willingness to participate actively in the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative, enhance security cooperation, and speak with one voice in the international arena so as to safeguard common interests and face common challenges. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.